Guinness has been around for 260 years, and we've been lucky to be a part of your St. Patrick's Day for generations. While we know this year things feel different, we've learned over time that we're pretty tough when we stick together. So what do you really need for some St. Paddy's Day cheer? A pint? Sure, we'll take one. Some corned beef? Yeah, if you're offering. Irish music? We'll sing along. A big parade? Don't worry, we'll march again.
Welcome to Marketing Murder Mysteries. I'm your host, Michael Graham. Joining me as usual is the team from Millennium Agency. Hello, Linda Fanaris, CEO and Chief Strategist.
Hello, Michael.
And our very own invisible man, Rob Atkinson, Managing Director, the person who has a job and nobody knows what it is. Rob?
Am I really here, Michael? You won't really know.
We don't really know. Advertising and marketing pros, they see it all the time. Brands getting killed in the marketplace, sometimes due to their own miscalculations, sometimes by events beyond their control, like COVID-19 pandemics. Many businesses are experiencing severe economic stress as a result of the pandemic. Empty streets, empty shelves, employees sent home, not allowed to transact business at all. But does that mean it's time to stop transacting advertising completely? That's the question for today's Marketing Murder Mystery. Does not advertising during a recession kill your brand?
In Las Vegas, there's something more important than the shows and the neon. And there's something bigger than our hotels and our bravado. That something is you and your safety. That is everything. That is the only thing. We know it's tough to travel right now, or to even be around others. We just want you to know that when you're ready, we'll be ready, and better than ever. Because there is no bigger star in this town than you. Only you.
So, Linda, in a previous podcast, you mentioned that sometimes companies make the mistake of not advertising during an economic downturn. However, I will also point out that in that same podcast, which we recorded during the coronavirus panic, and by the way, the reason we sound the way we do is we're recording from remote locations to prevent infection. Not the coronavirus, it's Rob. We don't know what he has. We're just scared of him, so no one will go in the room with him. But you pointed out, Linda, that you were annoyed by ads for spray cleaners and toilet paper that people couldn't buy. So which one is it? We just heard an ad for Las Vegas. Hi, here's an ad. We know you can't buy us. But then you're annoyed when people run ads for, you know, disinfectant wipes and toilet paper that people couldn't buy during the height of the coronavirus panic either.
No, that's a really good point. You know, one of the things marketers try to do, but sometimes because there is so much involved in marketing, they forget the common sense component and how will their target market perceive what they're doing. So we know now, obviously, there's been some talks about this economic recession that's coming up. And if anybody's looked at the stock market, they are probably maybe a little concerned. But what happens is because these types of indicators come out, the first thing companies do is they get nervous, and which is expected. And one of the first things that they cut is advertising. And honestly, to be perfectly honest, if they have the funding, that is the last thing that they should be cutting.
I'm sure there are people who are listening who understand that at Millennium Agency, you guys are in the marketing and advertising business. So this is kind of like the dairy board saying, the last thing to give up for coronavirus is your milk and you got to have that ice cream. It's like the car company saying, the best cure, get away from everybody, drive away in a car. Isn't this just a marketing person saying marketing is the last thing you should cut?
No.
Go ahead, Linda.
Go ahead, get Rob. You can take
it. No, you get them.
You know, like Ad Age has this popular saying, and they say, you know, when times are good, you should advertise, and when times are bad, you should advertise. And the reason being is the noise level really drops when other competitors cut back on their ad spend. And you know that they're going to do that. There's no doubt about it, because some survive in these instances better than others. And it's a perfect opportunity for companies to take a hard look at their current brand and reposition it for what is happening today, and refresh that brand or refresh their ad campaign and add some new spark to it that can generate some interest, because we're all entrenched in COVID right now and what's going on, but the ad noise level has decreased, and this is the time where you want to elevate those ads and elevate your presence in the market.
And Rob, you've mentioned that there's some data, some research to back this up.
Yeah, a group called Ace Metrics did some research that was just released last week, and it had some really fascinating results. And among the most interesting to me was it said that key for brands is to show actual action, not just words, with 75% of its respondents saying brands have a responsibility to help out during the pandemic, meaning what the folks did in Las Vegas was brilliant. They kind of said the message was perfect, right? Any message is okay, but the ones that really fine-tune their message and adapt it for the pandemic, those are the ones that are going to cut through the clutter the most. And so it really supports it. Plus, I got another one for you. So in my other lives, I'm an adjunct professor at the University of New Hampshire, and I teach the Business 400 class, which is the entry level freshman class. I call it the buffet of business class because you learn a little bit about everything. And when we do marketing in there, one of the test questions is, during a recession, you should A, increase your ad spend, or B, decrease your ad spend. And it's increase. And the reason why is we have empirical evidence to show that from 08 through 9/11, every time there's been an economic downturn, those brands that spend more wisely will benefit greatly on the other side of the recession, with consumers wanting their brands more, not less, than other companies when comparatively speaking.
I mean, you can even take, for example, back in the 1920s. You remember that, right, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
So at that time, Post was a huge leader in the cereal market, and we had covered that in a previous podcast. But when the Great Depression happened, they cut back significantly on their ad budget. And what Kellogg's did is they actually doubled their ad spend, and they started to invest a lot of money into radio, and then they introduced, I'm sure you're familiar with it, Rice Krispies, featuring, remember, Snap, Crackle, Pop. And their profits grew by 30%. And what happened was they were able to maintain that position because they really led that position for such a long time, and they were able to maintain it for decades. And that's a great example of how this can work to a company's benefit.
So you mentioned working to a company's benefit. Rob, you were looking at what Guinness Brewing has done in wake of this downturn in the market in general and the disease.
Yes. So Guinness was really smart. They knew that, the St. Patrick's Day celebrations across the world were being canceled because of the pandemic. So what they did was they put out a really inspiring ad, and they just knocked it out of the park with this ad. And specifically what it was saying was that we know you can't go out and parade and celebrate today, but don't worry, we'll march again. And it was so uplifting that I think it really set the tone for future all other agencies to take a look at what the folks at Guinness did and try to emulate that, because it was the right tone, it was the right tenor, and it really had the best message possible that we will come back from this.
And I just want everyone to know that despite the lack of parades, we still had St. Patrick's Day at my house, or at least I had it by myself. And featured everything you wanted, including lots of alcohol and then some embarrassing behavior afterwards. So I got it all covered, and the neighbors only had to call the police twice. But the question from my standpoint as a person who pretends to be, working in the media, is if you publish a story or go up on the air with a story that's not about coronavirus, you might as well not exist. The story just didn't happen. And when you turn on at the height of the coronavirus crisis, when you were turning on the news, you'd watch a 30-minute newscast and 29 minutes and 20 seconds would be the coronavirus, and the other 40 seconds would be Prince Harry and Queen Meghan or whoever they are. I don't know what that thing is, but that thing. So Linda, is it important if you're going to keep marketing during this downturn to attach your marketing to the conversation of the moment, or is it just as valuable just to keep reiterating your brand's value, your brand's unique selling proposition, just because it's a good message to have anytime?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, because I think with what is going on today, I mean, one of the largest components of this is companies need to be empathetic of what's going on. I mean, with the recession, it was a little different. So in this case, do you need to build out an ad campaign that's around COVID-19? No, not necessarily. But do you need to be sensitive to the subject that's at hand today? Absolutely. And once you determine, you know, once the dust settles here and people have some answers and they feel a little bit more confident with what's going on, you know, these companies can turn around and I mean, they should be now working on ad campaigns that can really, you know, elevate their brand during this time when everybody else is still sort of, you know, struggling with what to do next. Companies that are taking the steps necessary to figure out, okay, what are we doing next? What is our marketing strategy, and how are we positioning our products in the future, you know, with the aftermath of all this? And those are the companies that will really, you know, really take, you know, move into the right direction. You know, we have companies like back in the 90s, like Pizza Hut, for example, and Taco Bell took advantage of, you know, McDonald's decision when they dropped their ad budget, and Pizza Hut's sales increased by 61% and Taco Bell grew by 40%. And then McDonald's sales declined by 28%. I mean, that's another perfect example how this strategy really does work.
Yeah, I got one.
And yet, Rob, if there is a way to connect your brand's message to the concerns raised by the COVID virus, it has an impact, and they can have an impact on, you mentioned beer earlier, but even for cars.
Yeah, right. Perfect. So let me talk about what Ford is doing right now. Take a look at Ford stock. It's, I think, maybe in the $5 range if they're lucky. The Ford debt has been downgraded to junk status. I mean, this is a company that on paper looks terrible, but not in their commercials. So they just came out with a new ad that said that customers can defer payments for up to 6 months. And that's really scoring big with the viewers, because according to Ace Metrics, 58% of viewers reported a positive change in perception of Ford, with only 4% reporting a negative change. If they can get through this time, they're going to emerge a much stronger brand on the other side as a result of this advertising.
And, you know, this is a great quote, Michael, that I want to mention. This was about advertising in a recession. And Sam Walton, who I know you're familiar with, the founder of Walmart. So what he was asked a question, and it was, what do you think about a recession? And he said, I thought about it and I decided not to participate, which is a great way to tackle this and really, you know, really go about this.
And there you have it. Did not marketing during this time of crisis kill your brand? The cases have been made, and now it's time for you to give your verdict. Let us know your thoughts at mill.agency/verdict or slide into our DMs on Twitter at mill.agency. We'll read some of the best ones on an upcoming episode. Make sure you never miss a mystery by subscribing to us on Apple Podcast, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or your podcatcher of choice. For Rob and Linda, I am Michael Graham. We will see you next time. For now, the case is closed.